Not long after I started my sophomore year of college, my mom began boot camp. Her decision to enlist wasn't a midlife crisis. It had been building for years. 3 kids, then becoming a stay-at-home mom with a schedule that wasn't her own, and finally, not one, but a mouth full of sweet teeth. One early fall day, my mom tried to slide her legs, the legs whose shape I inherited, into a pair of old jeans. But this time, they didn't zip. She turned to Juan, the founder of Fit Body Bootcamp, for help. Juan, a 6'2" bodybuilder, promised to get her back in shape, or at the very least, back into her jeans. Because my mom suggested it would be fun for us to exercise together, I was an occasional boot camper during my winter break. On my first day, my mom and I hid from Juan's intimidating view in the back row. As I stood behind 15 older women in tight-fitting exercise leggings, I became aware of my own 19-year-old body. They were apples and pears, triangles and rectangles, but to me, they were all hourglasses. Their bodies showed a passage of time. They were my future. I thought my cardio exercise classes at school would have prepared me for Juan's boot camp. I was wrong. A sweat-soaked woman who was the only person to do all 200 consecutive jumping jacks gestured at me during a 30-second water break. I did more jumping jacks than her, the woman bragged to a friend who gave her a high five. I then realized I had entered a war zone. Although my body is far from perfect, being the only woman under 30 and the only one without wrinkles or stretch marks made me the target. The other women measured their performance against mine, often turning around to see if I was still crunching after Juan barked, 119. I wasn't. Instead, I accepted a breathless defeat. I watched the other women lie on their backs and raise big blue exercise balls with their legs, fully engaging what Juan called their 5 main core muscles and then the 43 muscles required to frown. I looked over at my mom, the strongest predictor of my future appearance, and right in that instance, her feet loosened their grip on the ball. It fell onto her face and bounced off her nose. She looked at me and started to laugh. I chuckled uncontrollably. Juan screamed at us to get back to work. The other women glared at us as they raised their shaky legs up and down. We finally composed ourselves just in time for the end of class. Just in time for 100 more crunches. I inherited my mother's body, and I don't know what frustrations it will bring me. But in that moment on the Gatorade-stained carpet, I realized I also got her sense of humor. And lumps and bumps, muffin tops, or saggy arms, that's enough to get me through even the most intense female judgment war zone.